Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jennifer and Kirtland's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well. Could be back to back to back to back losses. We'll see. What's that phase annoying. For?
It's just annoying how like long and drawn out you make it.
All right. I'm just letting people know.
But can't you just say it back to back to back to back?
Yes.
Like, just say it like that.
Yes. Yes, I could. Jennifer of Kirtland, please ask Jen Tui to leave the room. That will start the game.
Okay. Jen, could you please leave the room? And don't worry too much about back to back to back.
I was just throwing it out there already.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Jennifer.
Come on, Kirtland. You always win in football. When's the last time you've lost in football? 2015? You're always winning those games. I check the scores every weekend. Right.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They are very good. Very, very good. Historically good. Okay. Producer Steve East joins me in studio. Obviously, Jen's in the hallway for this part of the game. We're going to ask you five questions if the timer is involved. Answer them to the best of your ability. Here we go. Question number one. It was a tough start for our Guardians yesterday at the AL wild card game. Tigers beat us 2-1 in game one, but that's okay. Play again this afternoon at Progressive Field, 108. We'll see what happens this afternoon. Let's play a round of name that outfield spot. Stephen Kwan, who is the Cleveland Guardians outfielder. So last night, he played which outfield position? It's either right field, center field, or left field?
Left field.
Question number two. On a scale of 1 to 10, Stevie, how mad is Jen going to be at that question?
10.
Question number two, Reading Rainbow is back for nearly 20 years. There's going to be a new host. By the way, it's a 4-episode revival that will debut on Saturday mornings. Finish this Rainbow or Reading Rainbow intro lyric. Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as blank.
Hi.
All right. Question number three, Nicole Kidman officially filed divorce from Keith Urban. 19 years of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences. TMZ sources spilled he's reportedly with another woman.
Well, there's your answer.
See, look, Zach, you heard it in Jennifer's voice. Like, what? I guess we'll learn more about that in the upcoming days and weeks. My question to you, who's older? Is it Keith Urban or is it Nicole Kidman?
I'd say Nicole Kidman.
All right, let's go to Nicole Kidman for the answer for question number three. Question number four begins with Peacock. They have announced that Jurassic Park Rebirth is going to debut on the streamer on October 30th. Now, in the movie Jurassic World Rebirth, the world's dinosaurs live around the blank, which provide the last viable climate for them.
Can you say that one again?
I will say that again. I will stop the timer.
Okay.
So in the movie, The Jurassic World Rebirth, the world's dinosaurs live around the blank. I will change that to live close to, because I don't like the way that I worded that. Hold on. In Jurassic World Rebirth, the world's dinosaurs live close to the blank, which provide the last viable climate for them.
Wow. No idea.
Ah, there's the timer on that where we're going to get to question number five. So Time has released its 2025 Time 100 Next list. So this highlights rising stars, artists like Tate McRae and Gracie Abrams, Becky G and Lainey Wilson. Which 2014 hit song by Becky G includes the lyrics, "Think of you when I'm going to bed, when I wake up, think of you again"?
Think of you when I'm... every day.
All right, we'll go with that for question number five, for the answer for question number five. All right, now it's Jen's turn. She'll be back in the studio next on Star 102. Jennifer of Kirtland playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Now Jen Tui's back into the room. Producer Stevie, let Jennifer know how she did.
Jennifer got three.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Jennifer.
There you go. Trying to make it back.
Okay, thank you.
To back. God. To back. To back. Losses. For anybody just joining the show, Jen, I'm just letting them know what's
going on. I want Jennifer to win, but I also really don't, as in the fact that then you'll stop saying that.
It is a catch 22.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, that is in your hands now.
Can't wait to see what happens.
Question number one. Tough start.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I forgot. No! You're not going to ask the bass.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. What was I going to do? Memorize all the bases? I don't know. Go ahead.
I mean, there's... first, second, and third.
Yeah, but there's like a lot of players.
I've got that memorized. All right, so let's get to question one. I'm gonna push through. It was a tough start. The Guardians yesterday. Dumb Tigers won 2-1 in game one. That's all right, they play this afternoon. Progressive Field 108. Let's play a round of name that outfield spot. See, you're worried about the bases. We're not even worried about that today. I can't. I'm paid to talk. See, Jennifer of Kirtland getting a kick out of this. Maybe other people listening getting a kick out of this game, too.
The worst game in the world.
So, for example, Cleveland Guardian, Stephen.
Stephen, you are so annoying.
Wait till name that blade of grass tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord.
Cleveland Guardian, Stephen Kwan, last night.
Oh, God.
Played
my
which
kids have his
outfield
jersey?
Position?
I
it's
don't
either
know.
Right field, center field, or left field.
Plays left field.
He does!
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's a miracle!
Oh my gosh! Oh. Oh my goodness!
My kids would be so
happy. I'm
gonna
have to do a tougher tomorrow question, Jennifer and Kirtland. I'll make it tougher tomorrow.
My.
Be great! Oh my goodness!
My heart is literally like beating out of my chest right now.
Oh, very Stephen Kwan aware. We're gonna move to question number two. Reading Rainbow back after nearly 20 years. Gonna be a new host. It's a 4-episode revival that's gonna debut Saturday morning. Finish this Reading Rainbow intro lyric. Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as blank.
Hi.
It is. Question number three. Nicole Kidman officially filing divorce from Keith Urban after 19 years of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences. TMZ, by the way, their sources spilled he's reportedly with another woman already.
Mm-hmm.
Who's older? Keith Urban? Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
It is Nicole Kidman. Who's older? Keith Urban? Nicole Kidman?
Don't.
Stephen Kwan.
Do not.
Question number four. I can't wait for tomorrow's game. I wish it was tomorrow at 7:30.
I'm calling in sick.
Peacock has announced that Jurassic Park Rebirth will debut on the streamer October 30th. Now, Jen, in that movie, Jurassic World Rebirth, the world's dinosaurs live close to the blank, which provide the last viable climate for them.
They live close to the equator.
It is!
Ah!
The equator.
Shut up!
Which are you more proud of, equator or left field?
Left field.
Question number
Your
five.
Your guesses have been on point.
They
know,
have been.
They've been good, yeah.
Question number five. What do you mean guesses?
No, Stevie, that I knew that.
Sorry. You're very Stephen Kwan aware.
That's right.
Question number five.
Very sporty. You're just tricking us.
That's right.
Time has released its 2025 Time 100 Next list highlighting rising stars like Tate McRae and Gracie Abrams, Becky G and Lainey Wilson. Which 2014 hit song by Becky G includes the lyrics, "Think of you when I'm going to bed, when I wake up, think of you again"?
Shower.
It's Shower!
Yeah!
What is happening today?
I loved that song.
oddly.
I was just telling Stevie, I'm like, how old was she in 2014?
When Oh my gosh.
Final total, Stevie, what in the world?
Jennifer 3, Jen 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
No, good job, Jen.
Thank you. I can't believe it. Jennifer from Kirtland, thank you for listening to the show. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you for playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Jennifer from Kirtland, and I did not trump Chewy today.
Gabriella is in Cleveland. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Gabriella, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Guardian's going to win today?
I sure hope so.
I also sure hope so. Anybody else in the room?
I also sure hope so.
Stevie?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're all on the same page. Let's go ahead and play the game. So ask Jen to leave the room and we will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Gabriella.
Thank you, Jen.
All right, Stevie's staying in the room with me. She would keep track on the score. Jen makes her way to the hallway. You hear the door shutting. She is not part of the game, at least this part of the game. She will enter back in the room after you answer your five questions, and we play a quick song. There is a timer involved, as you know, so you answer them within the timed limit. Once you're done, Stevie will reveal your score. Then Jen has to answer the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won. You get the mug. You get invited in the studio during Redemption Week. If she won, which did happen earlier today, she's won the game. If there's a tie, we do go to a tiebreaker, which is Jen's favorite. All right. Question number one. There is a winner in Alaska's Fat Bear Week competition. 32 Chunk takes the crown after fans voted online for their favorite bear. What type of bear is most commonly found in North America?
A grizzly bear.
Let's go with grizzly. Question number two. The Netflix adaptation of the novel The People We Meet on Vacation now has its first teaser trailer and will premiere January 9th. Which Netflix original film was not based on a novel? Was it Purple Hearts or A Family Affair?
I think Purple Hearts isn't a novel.
All right, we'll go with question number three. Toni Braxton, busy, starring in two movies for Lifetime. First up, she's going to star in He Wasn't Man Enough, inspired by her hit song from 2000 of the same name, as well as Toni Braxton's Breathe Again. Which song is considered her signature ballad and one of the best-selling singles of the 1990s?
Unbreak My Heart.
You want to sing a little bit of it for us? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I would. Steve, you want to sing a little bit?
I'm singing in my head.
Maybe I say, I think we all
not
are probably.
Out loud.
Yeah, we're not going to do it out loud. It's still early for that. All right, question number four. Tate McRae, Gracie Abrams, Becky G, they were among those named to the 2025 Time 100 Next list for their impact in music and acting and activism and entrepreneurship. Name the three artists from youngest to oldest. I'll give you the names again. Once again, youngest to oldest. Tate McRae, Gracie Abrams, and Becky G, youngest to oldest.
Okay, I think Tate McRae is the youngest, and then Gracie Abrams, and then Becky G.
All right.
I grew up with Becky G.
There you go. Question number five. That's awesome. Question number five. John Cena stepping into the ring one last time, closing out his farewell tour with a final match, which is happening December 13th at Washington, D.C.'s Capital One Arena. Now, John Cena holds the record. He's actually tied with Ric Flair for how many recognized WWE World Championship reigns. So we're looking for a number.
12.
Okay, we're going to go with 12 is the answer for question number five. So, of course, we're going to see how you did. Now we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the room so she has to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jen's back into the room. We're going to continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This hour's contestant is Gabriella of Cleveland. So just 3 minutes ago, she finished answering five questions. How many of those five questions did she answer correctly?
Gabriella got two.
Two correctly today, Gabriella.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to see if it holds up. We're going to see how Jen does with the same five questions. Let's begin with question number one. And Jen, there is a winner in Alaska's Fat Bear Week competition. 32 Chunk takes the takes the crown after fans voted online for their favorite bear. What type of bear is most commonly found in North America?
A black bear.
I guess so. Yes, it is a black bear. Question number two. The Netflix adaptation of the novel The People We Meet on Vacation now has its first teaser trailer, and also we know it's going to premiere on January 9th. Which Netflix original film was not based on a novel? Purple Hearts or A Family Affair?
Purple Heart. A Family Affair.
That would be correct.
Clearly was the right answer.
That was right.
Yep, got it.
I'm proud you knew black bear for question one. I think I might have gone, I don't know.
What, polar? Like, grizzly?
Definitely a polar.
Sun?
Definitely a sun bear. Yeah, I would have gone cheer bear.
That is a Care Bear.
Sorry. Yeah. Question number three. Toni Braxton is starring in two movies for Lifetime. First up, she's going to star in He Wasn't Man Enough, inspired by her hit song from 2000 of the same name. It's as well song. As Toni, you want to give it to us? You want to sing a little?
No, okay. I don't.
As well as Toni Braxton's Breathe Again.
Mm, also a good song.
Which song is considered her signature ballad and one of the best-selling singles of the 1990s?
Breathe Again. Really? Dang.
What's the correct answer for that one, Gabrielle?
Unbreak My Heart.
Oh, I thought it was between those two. Wow, I really screwed that up.
Okay, we move to question number four.
Right. My bad.
We move to question number four. Tate McRae, Gracie Abrams, Becky G. were among those named to the 2025 Time 100 Next list for their impact in music, acting, activism, and entrepreneurship. Name the three artists from youngest to oldest. I'll give you their name again. Once again, youngest to oldest. Tate McRae, Gracie Abrams, and Becky G.
I think it goes right in that order. Tate McRae, Gracie Abrams, and Becky G.
That would be correct. Question number five.
This means you have to get this one, Jen, or we'll have a tiebreaker question.
That is so neat, Stevie. Thank you.
Question number five. John Cena is stepping into the ring one last time, closing out his farewell tour as a final match on December 13th at Washington's D.C. Capital One Arena. John Cena, as you probably know, holds the record, tied with Ric Flair, for how many recognized WWE World Championship reigns? And we are looking for a number.
That's seven. That's four.
16.
16.
Oh, I was close. I said 12.
You were close. I know. It was just a random number. I was like, she was actually really close with the 12 with your guess
earlier.
Excellent
work.
All right. So we are tied, which means we're going to go to a tiebreaker question. And for anybody joining us for the first time, this is how this works. The timer is still involved. So Gabriella's got to give us her answer within the time frame. Jen is going to write down her answer at the same time to keep everything fair. And we are looking for the closest to the actual number without going over. I'm going to stay with close with question number five and John Cena and the WWE. John Cena's first match. So he debuted in the WWE. His first wrestling match was how many years ago? Closest to the actual number without going over is the winner. Here's the timer.
Okay. I think he's older than me. So I would say it was 32 years ago.
32 years ago. Jen Tui?
I wrote down my answer and I wrote 22.
It was 23 years ago.
Oh.
Back in 2002 was the first match of the WWE.
I'm sorry, Gabriella.
Good battle.
It's okay.
That's a good battle. Gabriella, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate that. We hope you have a great Wednesday, but you know what you need to say.
Oh, my name is Gabriella, and I did not jump Dewey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.